Happy Woman Crush Wednesday. Thank you for making me your hashtag WCW. You didn't? Okay. Follow me on Instagram at NY on the radio. Let's begin with sad news. If you haven't heard, Joe Jackson passed away this morning at the age of 89. For the past couple of weeks, he's been battling terminal cancer. And unfortunately, I'm sad to report that it took his life this morning. So rest in peace, Joe Jackson, and prayers up for the entire Jackson family. Also, today is the memorial for XXXTentacion, so prayers up for his family today. And I know a lot of people have been talking about the Antoine Rose case. Well, the officer responsible for shooting him has now been charged with criminal homicide. However, he is now out on a $250,000 bond. And of course, people are outraged about that. Speaking of outrage, did you see this video of Dame Dash confronting film director Lee Daniels for a $5 million loan that he owes him? He posted it on his IG. It was right in the middle of an Anita Baker concert, and he fronted him like, "Yo, man, where's my money?" I heard he grabbed him by the collar and everything. According to Dame, he loaned Lee Daniels $2 million back in 2014 to start up his film company. And after movies like The Butler, Precious, and Empire, he still hasn't got paid. You know, maybe comedian Monique was actually right. I'll tweet out the video for you at 957JAMZ. Happy 34th birthday to Khloe Kardashian. And lastly, has C. Murder been locked up for a crime he did not commit? Well, according to The Shade Room, the witness who identified C. Murder as the shooter back in 2002 has recanted his statement, saying that the police made him say it was C. Murder. 16 years later. Damn. That's your New York Minute.